check. Check.
Sorry. Let me just go and,
check.
Check. Because if I don't keep this check. In check, then roulette might not cut me my
check.
Check, and I need it because I'm unemployed. I've always had an awkward relation with my voice. Never quite happy with how it sounds. Even back in school in choir. songs can be sung. Only so many songs can be sung. With two lips, two lungs, and one tongue, only so many songs can be sung. Only so many songs can be sung. Only so many songs can be sung. And one tongue. The human voice is amazing. Any single snippet of sound coming from the vocal cords will contain a multitude of different frequencies and overtones and harmonics. And every time I listen deeply and explore, I hear something new. Oh. There was a rumor that Aphex Twin created an entire techno song just out of vocal sounds, which I believe. Even the simplest word of the human voice has amazing waves and contours of sound occurring through it, if you look closely. This is actually the hole in the middle of the word between the ch and the k. Everything you say is 30 to 50% silence, even if you're speaking nonstop. I also use my voice for sketching out angry songs. Woo! Thank you, that is the end of part one. Thank you. Applause is encouraged. And I also, before I start part two, which is thematically related, I'm happy to take any questions or responses about what I was doing up here, if there are any questions left after such exposition. Anybody? Do I have a controller on me? No. This was my attempt to come to terms with the sound of my own voice. When I was invited to do this piece here, I decided I wanted to do it only if I was doing something new and beyond my comfort zone. And my voice is something which is kind of instantly accessible to me, but something which I'm not entirely comfortable with, and I think it's something that has a lot of potential. So I wanted to try a bunch of different ways using the voice. So the presence of the voice and different sounds would trigger different things in the computer, which would in turn trigger timelines and effects and such. So the concept is using only the microphone, no other controllers, no other pedals. I have about 43 extra minutes in the timeline before it'll start playing things, so we're safe for the time being. Yes, and so I wanted to do something that wasn't freestyling just with the mic, something that used technology, because technology is kind of my strength. But I also wanted to do something that wasn't kind of standing at a table hitting line six loops and effects on and off, because I wanted to do something that was structured rather than improvised. And I had a lot of ideas, many, too many of which made their way into the 20-minute piece, but I really wanted to explore a lot of different ways of having the voice interact with the computer. And so that was my goal. Thank you for listening. Part B will begin shortly. This is going to be me sitting at the computer, working only with voice samples, doing something that sounds kind of like a computer. So thank you.